Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNSS.
Good morning, 8:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 76 degrees. The father of a missing 3-year-old Kansas City, Kansas girl and the man's girlfriend were booked into jail after police recovered what they believed to be the little girl's body Friday evening.
29-year-old Howard Jansen III and 33-year-old Jacqueline Kirkpatrick were arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and child abuse. Formal charges have yet to be filed. KCK police say Jansen walked into the department Friday morning and reported his daughter Olivia missing. He told officers the last time he saw her was 11 p.m. Thursday when he went to bed. When he woke up at 5:30 a.m. Friday, she was gone and the door of the house was open. He reported her missing about 3 hours later. The disappearance triggered a statewide Amber Alert. KCK police said the body was found around 5:45 p.m. Friday, about 9 blocks from her home near Interstate 635. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County health officials report 2,023 residents have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the county. 28 residents have died. Kansas Department of Health and Environment now reports 19,093 COVID-19 cases across the state. The KDHE says 295 Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19.
Kansas State District 82 Representative Jesse Burress tells KNSS News he's heard a mixed response from Kansans about face mask mandates.
I think a lot of people are just uncertain. I think they want to take reasonable precautions, but they don't want to, you know, give up all their freedoms or their freedoms be destroyed. You know, I'm completely in favor of people taking reasonable precautions if they want to, but I don't support, you know, the mandates.
Jesse Burress was a guest on the John Whitmer Show. That's Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on KNSS.
As the coronavirus pandemic continues, the U.S. Naval Academy is reopening with precautions.
Freshmen known as plebes have already returned to the academy. First and second class midshipmen will begin reporting to Annapolis in about a week under a staggered plan. Students are tested for the coronavirus as soon as they arrive on campus. Their movements are restricted for 14 days, then they're tested again. Instruction will be both in class and online. In the classroom, students will be 6 feet apart and required to wear masks. Tents will also be set up to provide more space for eating meals. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
A federal appeals court has ruled that the first federal execution in nearly two decades may proceed as scheduled today. The ruling from the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals overturns a lower court order that had put the execution of 47-year-old Daniel Lewis Lee on hold. Lee of Yukon, Oklahoma, had been scheduled to die by lethal injection today at a federal prison in Indiana. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly cloudy sky, some showers are moving from west to east across southern Kansas. As those break up, we'll have a clearing sky with sunshine heating up this afternoon with a high 93 with winds gusting from the southeast. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Our low 75, sunny and 96 degrees on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And right now, mostly cloudy, 76 degrees, just a slight wind southeast at 6 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is that time of the morning. That's right. Time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And we do have breaking news out of Hollywood this morning where actor Kelly Preston has died. She was 57.
Actress Kelly Preston has died at the age of 57 after a two-year battle with breast cancer. Her husband, John Travolta, sharing the sad news on Instagram, writing, "She fought a courageous fight with the love and support of so many." He goes on to say, "Kelly's love in life will always be remembered." Last September, the couple celebrated their 28th wedding anniversary. She is survived by Travolta and their children, 20-year-old Ella and 9-year-old Benjamin. The couple's son, Jet, passed away at the age of 16 back in 2009. Preston is best known for starring in such classic films as Jerry Maguire and For the Love of the Game. Her last film role was in 2018's Gotti, where she acted alongside her husband. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
And the grandson of Elvis Presley has died.
Disney World is back open to the public today.
Benjamin Keough, the son of Lisa Marie Presley and grandson of Elvis Presley, has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to TMZ. Lisa Marie Presley's agent confirming the death in a statement, saying she is completely heartbroken, inconsolable, and beyond devastated, but trying to stay strong for her 11-year-old twins and her oldest daughter, Riley, adding she adored that boy. He was the love of her life. The 27-year-old was one of two children Presley had with former husband Danny Keough. She also has younger twins from a different marriage. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
A new true crime podcast launching today.
Deep Cover, the Drug Wars podcast, launches from Blink author Malcolm Gladwell's Pushkin Industries. The Hateful Eight's Walton Goggins is set to star in the podcast about an outlaw motorcycle gang that is being narrated by journalist Jake Halpern. The 9-part series, which has been described as Sons of Anarchy meets Narcos, is about a Detroit FBI agent who goes undercover in the outlaw gang and uncovers a bizarre series of discoveries like a drug-addicted pig.
And this pig, he guards a drug lab while munching on onions soaked in meth.
And what these odd findings lead to is the inadvertent U.S. invasion of a foreign country. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
There are a lot of new movies out, if you're paying attention to what's streaming.
Deep Cover, the Drug Wars podcast, launches from Blink author Malcolm Gladwell's Pushkin Industries. The Hateful Eight's Walton Goggins is set to star in the podcast about an outlaw motorcycle gang that is being narrated by journalist Jake Halpern. The 9-part series, which has been described as Sons of Anarchy meets Narcos, is about a Detroit FBI agent who goes undercover in the outlaw gang and uncovers...
Oh, sorry about that. We'll talk about a classic movie once again atop the box office.
Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back tops the box office thanks to re-release at pop-up drive-in theaters across the country. The film is expected to bring in $400,000 to $500,000. More movie delays due to COVID-19, Universal Pictures pushing back Candyman, now targeting October 16th for release. The two Halloween sequels, Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends, are postponed for a full year, now arriving October 2021 and 2022. Forever Purge also bumped to 2021. Along with delays and drive-ins, there are some new movies to stream at home with Tom Hanks, Charlize Theron, Andy Samberg, and Walter Mercado. Seven premiered this week. Rocky Balboa may be done, but Sylvester Stallone himself hints John Rambo could make a comeback. In Rambo Last Blood, the character rides off into the sunset, leaving the door open for a return. If it's a prequel, there could be new blood in the franchise joining the Last Blood. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The Johnny Depp libel trial continues.
Johnny Depp ended his nearly 4 days of evidence in his libel case against the tabloid The Sun in London, describing an incident in which he accused his former wife, Amber Heard, or one of her friends of defecating on the couple's bed. The actor told the court he went from Cinderella to Quasimodo in 0.6 seconds in the public eye after his ex claimed he abused her. Depp is suing News Group Newspapers, a corporate entity of Fox News' News Corp, which is publisher of The Sun, over an article in 2018 that called him a wife beater. Depp described the relationship with Heard as volatile, but denies ever hitting her, who he accused of compiling a dossier of fake claims against him as an insurance policy. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
The happiest place on earth has reopened. There are some big changes for Disney guests, however. Fox's Phil Keating in Orlando.
Disney World is back open to the public today, the first time in 4 months since this pandemic and shutdown really started in mid-March. And there are a list of new rules in place, starting with the one every little kid who comes here wants to take home with him or her. A photo standing and being hugged by Mickey and Minnie Mouse. That's not happening anymore. Also, no one gets inside without passing a temperature check, meaning less than 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit. And face masks are mandatory, the kind that wrap around your ears, for everyone inside Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, or else you will be escorted out. Other things to notice, fewer people on the rides with empty seats in between them to keep spacing, and plenty of plexiglass to reduce the chance of people spreading the virus if they are unknowingly positive.
And Epcot and Hollywood Studios reopen starting on Wednesday. Lady A responds to the lawsuit filed by country trio Lady A.
The blues singer Lady A, Anita White, is speaking out following a lawsuit filed by country trio Lady A over the name of the group. The band dropped Antebellum in June following the George Floyd protest, but White was already using that name. Conversations between the two started but broke down with a lawsuit being filed Wednesday. White told Vulture in response, "Here we go again with another white person trying to take something from a black person," adding, "I am not going to be erased." White was asking for $10 million, half to rebrand. The other half, she said, would be donated to charities. The country trio, though, has held the copyright for Lady A without a challenge for over a decade. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
I hope nobody ever tries to steal Stephen Ted.
Yeah, they'll pay the legal consequences for that.
We'll let them have it. Yeah.
Happy birthday today to Kansan Danny Boatwright, who is 45 today. Who is Danny Boatwright?
Miss something, right? Miss Kansas?
She was a Survivor winner. Show Survivor.
We talked to her.
And then we met her down at Century 2 when she appeared at one of our Big Boys Toy Show events.
Yep.
And you punked her. You convinced her that you were her shop.
No, I knew her shop teacher.
Were her shop teacher from Tonganoxie High School.
Tonganoxie, yeah.
And she bought it hook, line, and sinker. She said, "Yeah, I remember you.
I remember you."
And he said, "It wasn't me." Yeah, you.
Bless her heart.
Completely punked Danny Boatwright.
Yeah, Danny, nice lady.
It's her birthday today. She's 45, former Survivor winner. Country singer Louise Mandrell is 66. Hey, now. I think I had a big crush on Louise Mandrell.
Who didn't?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That hair.
Yeah.
A guy that you'll see in Wichita from time to time, actor Harrison Ford.
Harry's having a birthday.
His birthday. He is 78 today. Happy birthday to Harrison Ford.
He's getting up there.
You'll see him in Wichita when he gets his airplane serviced.
You bet.
Actor Patrick Stewart is 80 today.
Stewart.
Of course, his role on Star Trek The Next Generation is Captain Picard.
Picard.
Patrick Stewart is 80 today.
Great voice. Great big old voice.
One of my huge heroes has a birthday today. Game show announcer Johnny Gilbert is 96 today. You hear his voice every day.
That's
He's
right.
He's the announcer on Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Yep. What a great gig.
Yeah.
He was a nightclub singer. And he kind of
got
into the business of being a game show announcer. And he's
still doing that.
Yeah,
show?
He's still the announcer on Jeopardy.
And he's 96.
He's 96.
Well, I've seen pictures of him or shots of him, and he doesn't look that old.
No, he doesn't.
Like he's about
50. Still sounds great. He still sounds like he did 40 years
ago.
Wow.
How about that?
Johnny Gilbert, 96 today. And we got a couple of movie anniversaries today. 75 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters, The Story of G.I. Joe. Ernie Pyle's Story of G.I. Joe. Have you ever seen this?
Oh, I think I've seen
with,
some of
Burgess
it.
Meredith Burgess and Meredith. Robert Mitchum.
Yeah, yeah.
Got nominated for 4 Oscars. A little trivia, though, Robert Mitchum got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, the only Oscar nomination of his entire career.
Really?
Mm. And he didn't win. I was floored by that. I thought Mitchum might have had more Oscar nominations than just one.
He's very popular and fun to watch him, but I don't know how great an actor he is.
This movie, though, established him as one of the biggest movie stars around.
Yeah.
And this movie, the movie was based on reporter Ernie Pyle, who actually was covering events in World War II.
He was.
And it's based on his writings.
Yep.
And he was killed in action during World War II as a journalist. This movie came out 2 months after he was killed
in
the Pacific.
I think he actually he served both in the Pacific and in Europe.
He was
well.
All over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, while they were making the movie, before he passed, he said, "Well, they're still calling it The Story of G.I. Joe. I never did like the title, but nobody could think of a better one, and I was too lazy to try." The Story of G.I. Joe, celebrating its 75th anniversary today. And another movie anniversary today, Ghost, celebrating its 30th anniversary. What's your reaction over there? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know why they never got married.
Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore, Whoopi Goldberg. A young woman in jeopardy, the ghost of her murdered lover, a reluctant psychic who was part of the deal.
Yeah.
This film had a $22 million budget. It grossed more than a half billion dollars.
It was big.
Talk about a return on your investment. Mixed reviews from the critics, but it was the highest grossing film of the year. At the time of its release, it was the third highest grossing film of all time.
Wow. Wow.
And if even if you adjust the money for inflation, it's still one of the top 100 grossing movies of all time.
Sure is.
Five Oscar nominations, including Best Picture. How about that? And Whoopi Goldberg won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in this movie.
Yes, she did.
Ghost, the movie Ghost, celebrating its 30th anniversary today. That's entertainment news brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models, and they are fantastic folks. If you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you can just call Terry and make an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
We got some business news from the Wichita Business Journal coming up in just a moment. Keep it right here with us at Stephen's Head on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.